96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You have been trying to lose weight. It seems like you've been working at it and working at it forever without results. Fad diets, cleansing, 5 meals a day, small portions, 4 workouts a week, starving yourself, eating too much. What are you doing wrong? Well, tonight, we're talking about how to lose weight the right way and what that means for you. My guest is Dr. Dina Tapscott. She is the program director at the Howard University Center for Wellness and Weight Loss Surgery. Here's your opportunity to get some information that deals specifically with your situation. And we're really going to talk about food as well, how you're eating, food combinations, what to do, what's the right thing, what's the wrong way. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're welcome to friend me on Facebook at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher. You can post a comment on my Facebook page or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Dr. Tapscott, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so let's first talk about being overweight versus being obese. How do you know the difference?
Well, basically, we use that to more from a research standpoint to really categorize individuals based on their height and weight. But it's probably more important not to just look at the numbers, but also to look at the individual's fitness level, to look at their medical problems. So we're kind of steering away from the idea of just putting people into categories based on height and weight and really looking at their overall health picture.
And when you say looking at their overall health picture, you know, what do you mean? Because we've seen these charts that if you're 6 feet tall and you are 230 pounds, somebody would say perhaps you're overweight. But if you're 200 pounds, then you're the perfect weight. But I guess you're suggesting that that's not always the case.
It isn't, because you really want to look at the individual and say, okay, you may be obese based on your height and weight and put you into a category based on your body mass index, putting you into the obese category, but you could very well be fit. You could have no medical problems. You may not have diabetes or hypertension, the consequences of excess weight. So there are people who are actually considered metabolically healthy obese. And then the flip side, you have individuals who by number are actually maybe overweight but have multiple medical problems. So we're just not looking at individuals and putting them to categories. We're really trying to say what is your health status along with your weight.
There are so many messages out there about weight loss. There are pills and potions and formulas and everything from, you know, models being size zero or triple zero, and everyone wants to lose weight. People are running through the park and they're into all of these fad diets. Do you believe that those kinds of messages are hurting the health of people that are really trying to lose weight?
I think they are. I think you really, and what I try to talk to my patients about from the beginning is I'm not putting you on a diet. I'm basically starting to change your lifestyle as soon as you hit, you know, my office. And that's complicated because it's not just here, follow these rules, eat this, don't eat this, drink this, take this pill. It's really, yes, you need to eat a certain way, but let's talk about how you're going to eat that way in your lifestyle. You may be one to go out to restaurants a lot because that's what you do for a living. Well, then it's up to me to kind of say, all right, well, you eat at restaurants, but let's get you to choose differently. So it's important to start from the beginning to change the way you eat, to change the way you look at foods, to change your behaviors that are going to last a lifetime. Because, you know, once you get off that diet, as you all know, people will regain the weight because they haven't got it in them to continue the habits. And that's the important part. That behavioral piece is very important.
What's the thing that you hear people doing most that you just absolutely, it just makes you want to makes you want to holler. It just makes you want to throw up your hands and just say, no, 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 don't do that.
It's the fad diets. It's the quick fixes. It's the, well, I tried this diet. I tried this way of eating. I've eliminated this from my diet, and I've focused on this way of eating. And I think people, a lot of people don't understand sort of the pathophysiology behind gaining fat.
Explain that. Pathophysiology. I love those big words. I'm learning something tonight.
So lesson 101 on fat storage. So if a person has excess body fat, the way they get the excess body fat is through insulin. And it's a simplified way. But basically, if you have excess body fat, you have too much insulin production. And insulin's a hormone produced in the pancreas in response to carbohydrates. So if you have a fat storage problem, you have an insulin problem. If you have an insulin problem, you have a carbohydrate problem. And so the way to get to fat is through insulin. So what we try to emphasize is let's stop storing so much fat by lowering the insulin, by lowering the carbohydrates. So carbs are very important. Now, I'm not sitting here saying everybody go do Atkins, which is the anti-carb diet, but it is important to understand the physiology because you've got to lower the carbohydrates in order to lower the fat storage. And calories count. So it's not just a carb thing, it's a calorie thing, because if you consume too many calories, as you know, your body has no reason to burn the fat or burn the stored fuel. So it's a calorie and a carb scenario, and a lot of people don't understand the carb part. And I think that's a big part of a certain way of eating, which is lowering the carbs, not eliminating the carbs, but lowering the carbs in your diet in order to stop storing so much fat.
Talk to me about translating that into foodstuffs. Okay, so for the folks that are perhaps planning a meal tomorrow, it's after 7 o'clock here on the East Coast. Most people should be finished eating by now if you're doing the 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 or what have you. So if you're planning dinner tomorrow, what's a good food combination for those who eat meat, you know, vegetables, the whole bit?
So it's actually pretty simple. And once people get the hang of it, it starts to make sense and it actually is satisfying. If you can focus on eating protein and vegetables without the carbohydrates. So in other words, protein, a lot of people will think meat, and that's
right.
You know, as long as you eat meat, that's the source. But of course, there are vegan sources of protein. So there's plant-based sources.
Such as?
Tofu, seitan. Okay. So, you know, if you got to get your protein in, and then you just combine it with vegetables. So the one thing that you're eliminating, however, is the starch, especially at dinner. So if you just keep it simple, just think protein and vegetable, eliminate or limit the starch, especially at dinner, and that's a satisfying meal without having to deal with the excess insulin production.
Need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. What's the best way? What's the right way for you to lose weight? We'll be back in just a moment.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about how to lose weight the right way and what that means for you. My guest is Dr. Dinya Tapscott, Program Director at the Howard University Center for Wellness and Weight Loss Surgery. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to you even after 7:30 when we switch over to Sirius XM Channel 141. Let's go to Henrietta. Henrietta calling from Woodbridge. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have a 30-year-old family member that's overweight, about 50 pounds overweight, and he has low testosterone. Will he have trouble losing weight? He keeps saying that he's going to have trouble losing weight because of the low testosterone.
Well, low testosterone actually does play a role in ability to lose weight, but it's usually not the main factor. In other words, we have men who come into the practice who we do levels and they do have low testosterone. We replace it, and it doesn't resolve the whole problem. You really have to look at the individual completely and say, okay, yes, maybe that's a factor, but the other things you have to think about, especially with men who are obese, you have to think if they have things like obstructive sleep apnea, because any sleep disturbance can affect a person's ability to lose weight, and then really look at their diet. But if they really do have low testosterone, it is important to see an endocrinologist and potentially get replacement. Now, low testosterone replacement is not harmless, so you do have to factor in some of the side effects, but it can play a role. It's usually just not the only problem.
Okay. Henrietta, thank you so much for calling. Elizabeth, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to make a statement, more or less, on that I am a now 3-year-out gastric bypass patient, and for me, that was the best way that I was able to lose weight. I was diabetic. I suffered from some other comorbidities, like high blood pressure, depression, and it's been successful for me. I've become somewhat of an advocate for the surgery. I had the surgery in Baltimore at a local hospital. I'm on a commercial and a billboard, and so it's been very successful for me. I know a lot of people say they know people who have had weight loss surgery and gained the weight back, but it's just a tool, really. You still have to exercise, eat, like the doctor said, protein, vegetables, drink your water. I have certain vitamins I have to take the rest of my life, but for me, it was the best option.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much. And we are going to talk about that a little bit later in the program. Also, for those who may feel that changing their lifestyle and exercising is not doing what you need to have done to lose the weight that you need, let me quickly go to Brenda. Brenda, calling from Fort Washington. Brenda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Very good segment. I really appreciate you all having this segment. But I wanted to, the doctor posed a lot of good comments and everything. But as for myself, with the whole weight loss genre here, I have always been active in the gym. And I have always was concerned about my weight. I was constantly gaining weight. And whatever diet that was out there, I tried them all. I did lose the weight. I did not keep the weight off. Very frustrated about that. So I went on this journey to really understand what's going on in the food industry. Why can I not keep this weight off? And it led me to a whole different lifestyle change, which today I am a vegan. And that has been wonderful for me. I eat whenever I want to. The first month I lost 25 pounds without even trying. I don't subscribe to small meals or anything. I listen to what my body asks for and I feed it accordingly. And I would like to get the doctor's opinion or take. Do she promote that particular lifestyle? And if so, how does she introduce that to someone that knows nothing about that particular lifestyle?
Well, Brenda, can you stay on the line with us? Because I need to take another break. And that also includes Deborah, DJ, and Gloria. If you're on the phone, hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We will continue the conversation about losing weight the right way and what that means for you on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few seconds.